The Criminal Podcast often examines the backstory of infamous crimes, but one popular story remained a mystery and made some of your skin crawl. This week's year-end episode of Criminal shares some listener stories about spooky visitors. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe Judge hosts the podcast, and she joins me now. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
This episode was put together in response to episode 71, which you call A Bump in the Night. Can you tell us about that one first?
Sure. In that episode, Amber Dawn told a story about living in an apartment in Washington. She had no roommate. She lived on the top floor. There was a crawl space in the attic, and she started hearing strange noises in her apartment. Items were moved around when she wasn't home. One day, she stayed home sick all day, and she heard a bump then too.
And I just dismissed it because I have animals and they make noise. And I just dismissed it and kept on watching television. Later on that evening, around 11 or so, I turned off all the lights. I drew a bath. I got undressed and I got into the bathtub. So I'm in the bathtub. I got a candle lit. And I look up and that crawl space door was open. And everything just slowed way down.
Amber Dawn realized someone had been climbing into her apartment from her attic.
That is so creepy.
Yeah, a lot of listeners wrote in about that one. Many said they had their own kind of spooky experiences with mysterious visitors. And in this week's episode, we play some of those stories.
Can you tell us about another one?
Sure. Erin Peters shared a story about a trip she took in the late 1990s. She and her boyfriend took a weekend away to a little town in California, and they stayed at a old bed and breakfast with what they seemed to be a rather friendly owner. They got there, they took a nap, they walked around the town, they went for a hike. They took pictures with their film camera, which is what people used in the 90s.
Back in those days.
Yeah, and they got them developed when she got home.
Every time I would take photos, you flip through the prints, like, immediately. You know, you're always really excited, usually, like, sitting in your car, you know. And I was flipping through, and partway in, there's a picture of my boyfriend and I. I looked at it, and we were both very clearly asleep. And you can just tell by, you know, like, our eyes and the way our bodies were that we were totally out. I mean, really asleep. So then, you know, I kind of freaked out. And I was like, well, how'd the picture get taken?
Whoa, that's freaky.
Yeah. We'll hear more about Erin's story. And we also hear about some college roommates who woke up to find all of their cupboards had been left open. And we hear from a woman in Austin who found that the driver's seat in her car had changed positions every time it rained.
This is a fun way to wrap up 2017. What's coming up next year, Phoebe?
Well, Criminal's coming up, of course. We're going to keep with all of the stories. And the exciting news is that we have a new show starting in February. Criminal will continue, and we will also be beginning a brand new show.
And that's all we get.
We're going to keep the mystery.
Okay. Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast and something else. Criminal is recorded in the studios of WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.